It's 8 a.m. Eastern, October 3rd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $10,547. Ethereum is up 2% at $347. And XRP is up 1.5% at 23 cents. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours: Ampleforth up 22%, Celsius Network up 19%. Today's headlines: Braintrust, the freelancer talent market, has raised $18 million in a new funding round led by Acme. The team is looking to differentiate their marketplace by using ERC-20 tokens for governance to give control to the users. It also creates a fee-less or lesser-fee approach. The marketplace model is structured around a B-Trust token, which is an incentive to reward the active community for building the decentralized network, inviting and vetting talent, and referring clients. Adam Jackson, the Braintrust CEO and co-founder, said Braintrust is part of the solution to getting both sides back on track of the economy upheaval and helping companies remain competitive in extremely challenging circumstances. Well, Equilibrium, the Polkadot network working on cross-chain DeFi, has raised $5.5 million. Equilibrium told The Block that the money was raised with a new token swap in which investors exchanged their old tokens for new ones. Equilibrium is looking to make Ethereum and other blockchains fully compatible with each other by offering unified interface for DeFi use cases. Well, Venezuela has launched a national stock exchange built on the Ethereum blockchain. The exchange, which the government is calling decentralized, was launched by Maduro in a bid to sidestep the U.S. sanctions. The BDVE exchange is designed to let Venezuelan investors trade stocks, bonds, and real estate in digital form. The exchange is starting a 90-day trial for the authorities to review. And finally, a man in Pennsylvania has pled guilty to his involvement in a $7 million fraud. J. Barry Thompson admitted his role in defrauding two clients of Bitcoin transactions that never happened. Thompson was supposed to secure Bitcoin for the clients in June and July of 2018 when Bitcoin was trading in the low 6,000 range, but he never made the transactions. He could face a maximum of 10 years in prison and will be required to pay nearly $7.5 million in restitution to the parties involved. Today's episode is sponsored by the digital marketplace Ungrocery. If you've ever thought about who your food comes from, Ungrocery is the place to shop. The food people are online at ungrocery.com. That's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. Find us on social media, add us to Alexa Flash Briefing, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.